Galnet News Update, 2nd of December 3307.
The Imperial Herald has announced the birth of a baby boy to Lady Astrid Minerva Duval and Hadrian Duval. Hector Murdanticus Duval, who was named after Emperor Hengist's illegitimate son and Hadrian's father, Hector, and Imperator Kaizo Murdanticus, the one-time power behind the throne of Nova Imperium, was born at an undisclosed location where his parents are in hiding, under senatorial protection from the Neo-Marlinist terrorists. The birth of a son, who although not part of the official imperial family, is arguably in line to inherit the role of emperor, and moreover is male, something that matters in the more traditional parts of imperial society, seems likely to lead to concerns over succession in the years to come. But for now, everyone seems delighted, with the emperor and Princess Aisling delivering messages of congratulation. Following the news, Praetor Leo Magnus has resigned from the affiliated counter-terrorism unit to become full-time head of Nova Parisa, which is the new name for Nova Imperium. And he has requested deliveries of rare goods in celebration of the Imperial baby. Pilots are asked to deliver Chateau d'Agion, HR 7221 Wheat, Indy Bourbon and Yasu Condi Leaf to Dyson City and Parisa, where they will be fumigated before being sent on in a massive convoy to the secret location where the happy family lives.
Four new systems have been attacked by Thargoids this week, bringing the number of active Thargoid war zones to 21. The newly attacked systems are HIP 17497, HIP 17694, Pleiades Sector IH-V, C2-5, and Delphi. The following newly attacked starports have requested assistance with evacuation: Bow Landing, Hudson Observatory, Rick's Depot, and Donar's Oak. It appears that Lyman Legacy and HIP 16753 has also had a follow-up attack during its repair work after the recent attack. There are now 19 stations requiring assistance with evacuation efforts. The effort to clear Thargoids from the Pleiades, Witchhead and Muscadart region is still making slow progress, with the tail of the Thargoid resistance in Pleiades Sector PD-S, B4-0 still not quite shifted. The superpowers are reported to be considering asking Salvation for assistance in clearing the Thargoid incursions. Repairs have been completed in two stations, Ark's Faith and Artemis Lodge. Another three are ready for repairs to start. These are Corrigan Terminal in Pleiades Sector HR-W D1-74, Goya Landing in HIP 16753, and Sherrill Orbital in Haki. The California Nebula, despite becoming a Thargoid hotspot, has mercifully still not suffered any incursions or attacks on starports.
Following the victory over the Neo-Marlinists in Madrid on Tuesday, ACT has confirmed that it's retaken the Steel Majesty from the NMLA terrorists. Captain Milo Castile of the Marlinist Constabulary led the team of commandos that took the megaship. However, Theta 7 remains on the sacrosanct megaship in Madrid, meaning that a significant risk of further terrorist atrocities remains. Epsilon Pharnassus Empire Group, which has now taken ownership of the Steel Majesty, has, in a spirit of reconciliation, agreed to honour the payments offered by the NMLA for those who fought against them.